Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents The Luck of the Buttons by Anne Yelvisacker, performed by Laura Hamilton. Tug's button darted past Zip's Hardware, stumbled over the lunch special sign at Al and Irene's luncheonette, and pushed through the door of Ward's Ben Franklin as if the devil himself were chasing her. She ducked behind Aggie Milhouse and Aggie's mother, hissing, "Save me from the rowdies!" as Geo Lindholm burst in, looking around wildly. Tug sidled up close to Aggie, trying to melt into her back, and just as Geo spotted her, Lester Ward, the oldest Ward boy, pointed at him from behind the register and hollered, "Out, Lindholm! Take your thieving fingers and get out of my father's store!" "And stay out!" echoed his younger brother Burton, who was stocking the sundries shelves. "You're such a button!" Geo spat as he banged out the door.
"Button,"
mimicked Burton. "Geo's not a rowdy," said Aggie, turning to Tugs. "But he wants to be, and wanting to be a hoodlum is almost the same thing as being a hoodlum, or worse now that I think about it, because what did the rowdies ever do except lump around looking tough? Whereas Geo," said Tugs, "whew, you saved my hinder for sure." Mrs. Milhouse gasped at Tug's crass language, but Tug's was loquacious in her relief. "I popped the tire on his bike, but I didn't mean to. I mean, I was putting nails in the street just to stop, well, never mind. I see you got lots of fun things in your basket, Aggie. Looks like a party. Looks like your birthday. 12, huh? I turned 12 weeks ago. I would have invited you to my party, only it's an even year, and I only have parties on my odd birthdays, though they aren't really odd. Guess you're going to have fun, huh?" "Look," she said, picking up a whistle out of Aggie's mother's basket. "Mrs. Milhouse, you are one mighty good mother to let your daughter have something as loud as whistles at her party." Mrs. Milhouse stared dumbfounded as Tugs kept rambling, but Aggie interrupted. "I've never stood quite this close to you before, Tugs. We are exactly the same height, and you came running in that door awfully fast. You gave me an idea." That stopped Tugs mid-sentence. Aggie Milhouse of the Milhouse Bank and Trust family got an idea from her, Tugs Button of the just Button family? She wiped her nose on the inside of her arm, then across the front of her overalls. She admired Aggie in her pressed dress and shiny shoes. "You should be a dancer, Aggie, with your long legs and your long hair." "I'd rather play basketball," said Aggie. "But listen to my idea. We should be partners for the three-legged race." The Independence Day three-legged races were the stuff of legend in Goodhue. Children remembered the winning teams the way they remembered who won every Iowa Hawkeye football game. Tugs had been paired with her cousin Ned for the past 100 years, and she was resigned to the same fate this year. "What about Felicity?" Tugs asked. "You always race with Felicity." "She's going to Cedar Rapids for the auto races. Besides, we never win. Do you have a partner?" Aggie's question took the fuel right out of Tug's motor. It was assumed that she would run with Ned, but the words had never been spoken. Ned and Tugs had the same birthday 1 year apart, which made them kind of like twins, except that they had different parents and were born in different years. Tugs was an only child, so they'd grown up playing together by default. Family first was the Button credo. They made an awkward pair, Ned and Tugs. He short, she tall, and being from nearly the same gene pool, neither one was blessed with coordination. She'd try to take shorter strides, he'd try to take longer strides, and they usually ended up in a lump about 5 feet from the start line. Buttons were not, as a rule, graceful. Aggie Milhouse, with her straight teeth and wide circle of friends, would race with her, Tugs Button? Still, Ned was her cousin. "Ned," she said, "do you have to?" "Well, he's my cousin, and me and you, we never... And besides, it's next week." "Yes, well," interrupted Mrs. Milhouse, "that's that then. Come along, Aggie." said Aggie, and pressed on. "What are you doing tomorrow afternoon?" Tug scratched her nose. Probably just studying my belly button, as Granddaddy Ike says. He's really my great-granddaddy, because he's the granddaddy of my own dad, but everyone calls him Granddaddy Ike. Mrs. Milhouse raised her eyebrows at this outburst and put her arm around Aggie, leading her toward the door.
You can do that another day, said Aggie. Come to my birthday party. 2 o'clock. Do you know where I live?
The invitation rendered both Tugs and Mrs. Milhouse speechless, and before either could respond, Aggie and her mother were out of the store, leaving Tugs looking after them. Absently, she picked up a statuette of the real Ben Franklin and turned it over in her hands.
Are you buying? Said Lester.
This startled Tug so that she dropped Ben, and as she stooped to pick up his separated head and body, Lester barked,
You break it, you buy it.
Tugs hastily deposited both pieces on the shelf and ducked out the door.
Rapscallion! Lester hollered after her.